The Alaska State Troopers are at critically low staffing levels. That's according to a report from the Department of Public Safety. Budget cuts have trimmed the number of trooper positions across the state, but the department is also struggling to keep troopers in the positions that are funded. The report says troopers are leaving for better pay and retirement elsewhere, and low staffing is hurting the agency's ability to respond to calls for help. Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove reports.
It's a Saturday night in Wasilla, and I'm riding in Trooper Lee Phillips' patrol vehicle.
I really enjoy what I do. You know, believe it or not, this might sound corny, but I really enjoy helping people.
Dozens of teenagers are reportedly drinking and fighting at a party, and a neighbor just fired a gun into the air to try to break it up. Phillips flips on his flashing lights, and a quick warning to drivers listening to this, you're about to hear his siren.
Sometimes they start ganging up on one kid, kicking him in the head, you know, I mean, weapons start getting pulled out, so the sooner we get there, the better.
We're doing 90 miles an hour, and I have to admit, it's kind of a thrill. But not every call tonight has been this exciting. Phillips has pulled over some cars, stopped to direct traffic past a wreck, and counseled a woman after a domestic disturbance. It's not all lights and sirens, but it all takes patience and time. And on some nights, the troopers don't have as much time to deal with anything except the highest priority calls.
You're just call to call to call to call, and you know, it's like dispatch is like, hey, can you break soon? We got an assault pending, you know, so... That's frustrating when you can't do your job to the best of your ability because there's so much other calls pending because of lack of manpower.
Phillips worries things could get worse, and he's not the only one.
We are in a crisis. We're struggling to make this work.
That's Doug Massey, a 20-year wildlife trooper and president of the union that represents the troopers.
I think we're doing the best we can, but we don't have adequate funding or staffing that we need to provide public safety to the citizens of Alaska.
Massey points to the numbers. Roughly 10% of trooper positions statewide are unfilled. The rate of troopers leaving for other jobs has nearly doubled. Most go to other law enforcement agencies.
They are definitely bargain hunting. They're looking for the best pay, the best benefits, and what the department has to offer them. So they're more willing to separate and go a different direction.
And it's not easy training new troopers. A tiny fraction of applicants make it through the process. It takes up to a year and a half and nearly $200,000 to train one trooper. To keep the ones they already have, the Department of Public Safety Retention Plan report suggests returning Alaska law enforcement officers to a defined benefit retirement plan. That's what they used to offer, and it guaranteed a certain level of retirement benefits after 20 years of employment. The defined contribution plan state employees currently get is an investment account that can be cashed out in full after just 5 years. Lieutenant Derek DeGraff heads the Troopers Recruitment Office, which is now increasingly focused on retention as well.
So we moved the finish line essentially to 5 years. I heard it said many years ago when we switched over to this, give us 5 years and that's adequate. And it's just not, it's just really costly. It becomes more of a revolving door.
DeGraff says police departments at the same job fairs he attends in the lower 48, hoping to stop attrition and become more attractive to recruits, have returned to defined benefit plans.
The cost after losing that with the revolving door and the training and the lack of police services to the public became such an issue that they brought them back.
That argument may have gained traction in the Alaska legislature. A recent bill by Senate President Pete Kelly, a Republican from Fairbanks, would allow police officers, troopers, and firefighters to return to a defined benefit plan. Kelly says a cost analysis still needs to be done.
And the numbers need to be compelling or the legislature probably won't do it. But I think we actually can find that those numbers do produce a benefit to the state of Alaska. And that remains to be seen. We haven't had that work done yet, but the bill is filed.
That bill would only affect public safety employees. Senator Dennis Egan, a Juneau Democrat, and others say all public employees, including teachers and state workers, should be in the same larger pool, which he says would keep down the cost. Egan also has a bill filed that would give public employees the option of going with defined benefits. But Massey, the Troopers Union president, says that if it comes down to a higher price tag, the state should prioritize public safety and the dangerous daily conditions of law enforcement work.
When anyone asks, what makes you think you're different? My answer is, we are, period.
85, Timmy. 85. Back on patrol, Trooper Lee Phillips has wrapped up at the party. A couple other troopers responded. They investigated some possible underage drinking, but if there was a fight, nobody got hurt. Philip says tonight the trooper numbers were adequate, but that's not always the case. If he'd been alone, he would have been outnumbered 100-1.
That is right there as a prime reason that when we're shorthanded, it's just not good. Because say someone has a prisoner, and someone else is out on another call, and someone's on a death investigation, and then it's just one trooper going to deal with this whole thing. You know, it's not a safe situation for anybody.
While Phillips and his fellow troopers continue to work to meet the daily demand, the legislature will examine the costs associated with the bills by Senators Kelly and Egan, as well as the cost to public safety if troopers continue to leave. On the outskirts of Wasilla, I'm Casey Grove.